presented by Greg Foote, and the producer was Simon Holman. We'll take a look at the general weather forecast in a couple of minutes, but first here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Saturday the 23rd of August. The general synopsis at midday. High southwest 40s, 1022, expected Thames with little change by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 2 to 4 later. Showers then fair, good. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 in the Utsiras, but 3 to 5 elsewhere. Showers, good. West 40s, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Fair, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. South or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times, mainly fair, good. Dogger, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, showers becoming fair later, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 later in northeast Fisher, but decreasing 3 in southwest German Bight. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Showers, becoming fair later, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, veering southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy. Cyclonic 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Fog patches in the far southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the far southeast. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain for a time in the west. Good, occasionally poor in the west. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Showers, moderate or good. Shannon, South Rockall. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. North Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in North Rockall. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. East Fair Isle. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. And West Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7 for a time in the far west of southeast Iceland. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That's the end of the shipping forecast. Now with the general weather forecast, here's Louise Lear.
Good evening. It's a promising start to the new week ahead, but our weather pattern is expected to change from Tuesday onwards, turning increasingly windy with some frequent sharp showers. More on that in just a moment. But let's concentrate on part two of the weekend, shall we? A mild start to the day, and we're optimistic that the day's clouds should break up to allow a little bit more sunshine through Sunday afternoon, and as a result, temperatures will respond. It will be a little bit warmer, with highs of 22 to 25 Celsius across England and Wales. There will be a little more cloud for Scotland and Northern Ireland, some of it thick enough for a spot or two of drizzly light rain across west-facing coasts. But the day should brighten and we'll see temperatures peaking around 21 degrees. Warmer still on Monday, so if it's a bank holiday where you are, I'm sure that's going to come as welcome news. A largely sunny day and the wind swinging round to a light southerly, so temperatures should peak quite widely into the mid-teens, possibly as high as 28 or 29 Celsius, somewhere in the north of England and the Midlands. Winds will strengthen, however, towards the end of the day, ahead of a significant change in the story. A deep area of low pressure, which contains the remnants of ex-Hurricane Erin, will stall to the west of the UK. It's going to bring strong winds, sharp showers and thunder from time to time. That's it. Whatever you're doing, have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Louise. And you might like to know that tomorrow afternoon we've music and readings to celebrate 100 years of the shipping forecast in a special prom from the Ulster Hall in Belfast. You can hear the highlights tomorrow afternoon at 5. Now, just before the 6 o'clock news, let's take a look ahead to tomorrow morning.
Launching in 1995, cable channel Live TV was loud, garish, saucy and designed to shock. A diminutive weatherman bounced on a trampoline to read the forecast. Another stripped her bikini and read it in Norwegian. While sports fans got rugby league, boxing puppets and, most notoriously, topless darts. I'm joined by the man who led and often inspired the chaos, Kelvin McKenzie, along with some of live TV's presenters, producers and a bona fide Norwegian weather presenter, all on The Reunion on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Vigialis. Good evening.